Thank you so much for being here.
No problem.
Why don't you start by talking about where you were on draft night? What was going through your mind? Who were you with?
I held it inside Austin. My family from Brenham came up, and we had a little thing together, so we had a little draft party. And, what was going through my head the whole time, the anxiety was building up and everything. It was like, man, when am I going to go? And when it got down to the end, I had walked outside. I had left the screen, and, I was sitting outside talking to family, and I seen the call, and I was like, I got real happy. And I just jumped out the seat and answered the phone, and then I went back inside. But then as soon as I stepped back inside, I couldn't hear anything, so that was a problem.
What was the waiting game like? Not that you had to wait very long, but are you one of those guys who followed the projections? I mean, did you have any idea where you would land?
No, I mean, I always tell people, just give me a foot in the door and just let me do the rest of the work. And, I didn't really follow it, but wherever I landed, I was just going to take that and run with it and just work the harder and just get up on the roster.
You've mentioned playing different defensive schemes. How would you describe your versatility?
I played everywhere on the defensive line. My freshman and sophomore year, I played nose, three technique. Last year, I played just straight three technique. I like all positions. I feel like they're all the same to me because, you get more space as you move outside. I mean, you get out the end, you got a lot of space. Three technique, you got a little bit more space in the nose. So that's how I look at it all.
So you're prepared to do anything and everything here?
I am.
Well, on the other side of football, I've read that you're a big family guy. So two daughters, are they at the age, do they have any recollection of, what this means for your career?
I mean, not right now. All I know is that when they see me watch the reruns of the game, or sometimes I try to watch to see how I played, and they'd be like, you play football, but they don't know exactly which one I am on the screen. So, all I could do is be like, yeah, I'm out there somewhere. That's all I could tell them. I could try to point to them. But
yeah, you go
still
up there and kind of mark to them. Okay. Do you have any other hobbies, maybe outside of family, football? Anything like that you like to do for fun?
I love to fish and I'm hunting. I grew up in the country of Brenham, and that's my duty, just to get away from everything and just get away from all the stress and stuff. You go out there and fish, talk to family, and talk about old times and things that we used to do and just bring up old memories.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.